Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds rallies in Chhattisgarh and Maharashtra, alleges previous Maharashtra government stalled every development project of the central government. Congress lodges protest with the Election Commission over Prime Minister's remarks on his manifesto. Withdrawal of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. Defence Ministry holds first ever tri-service conference Parivartan Chintan in New Delhi. Gold and silver prices reach all-time high in the country. And Sumit Nagal becomes first ever Indian to win main draw match in Monte Carlo Masters by defeating Italy's Matteo Arnaldi. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Naxalism has weakened not only in Maharashtra but in the entire country due to the consistent efforts by the NDA government. He said that Gadchiroli, which was known for Naxalism, is now known for steel industry and development. Mr. Modi was addressing a public rally for campaigning of the BJP candidates in the Lok Sabha constituencies of Chandrapur and Gadchiroli today in Morwa Airport ground in Chandrapur.
आज महाराष्ट्र ही नहीं बल्कि पूरे देश में नक्सलवाद कमजोर पड़ गया है। जो गढ़चिरौली नक्सली हिंसा के लिए जाना जाता था, अब उसकी चर्चा विकास और स्टील कंपनी के लिए हो रही है। हमारा गढ़चिरौली अब फौलाद सिटी बनने जा रहा है।
Highlighting the work done by the central government for upliftment of the disadvantaged sections of society, he said 80 crore people are getting free rations, over 50 crore people are getting free treatment up to 5 lakhs, and the people who are benefiting from all such welfare schemes are the disadvantaged sections and tribal people. Launching a sharp attack on the opposition Congress, Mr. Modi said the previous state government stalled every development project of the central government and created hindrance in the state's development. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were present on the occasion. 5 constituencies in eastern Vidarbha, including Nagpur, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Gadchiroli, Chimur, Bhandara, Gondia, will go to poll on the 19th of this month. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting organized in Amabal village of Bastar division of Chhattisgarh and said that Modi's guarantee is to improve the life of every tribal family in the country. The Prime Minister said the dream of the people is the guarantee of Modi. He said his aim is to develop the country and make every family of the country prosperous. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed 2 public meetings in tribal-dominated Chhauni and Shahdol, kick-starting his campaign in Madhya Pradesh. In his address, Mr. Gandhi mentioned the promises made in the Congress manifesto. He announced loan waiver for farmers, implementation of MSP, giving 1 lakh rupees annually to women under the Mahalakshmi scheme, and starting an apprenticeship scheme for youth.
महालक्ष्मी योजना हिंदुस्तान के हर गरीब परिवार में एक महिला को कांग्रेस पार्टी 1 साल में 1 लाख रुपए बैंक अकाउंट में डालने जा रही है। हर महीने आपके बैंक अकाउंट में हजारों रुपए आएगा, 1 साल में टोटल 1 लाख रुपए हर गरीब परिवार के बैंक अकाउंट में जाएगा, महिला के बैंक अकाउंट में जाएगा।
He said the Congress government will discontinue the Agnivir scheme. He also promised removal of contract job system. Mr. Gandhi also talked about doubling SC&ST scholarships and implementing the 6th schedule in tribal-dominated areas. The Congress today lodged protest with the Election Commission on Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi's comment on Congress Party's manifesto. A delegation of the party leaders, led by senior leader Salman Khurshid, met the commission in New Delhi over the issue. Later, talking to media, Mr. Khurshid said the party objected to Mr. Modi's comment that the manifesto has an imprint of Muslim League. He said they urged the poll body to look at the matter seriously and take action on it. The BJP today also approached the Election Commission to take action on a fake organization created in the name of RSS, which is spreading negative things about the BJP. Party General Secretary Arun Singh, who led the party delegation, said the fake organization was formed with the support of a Congress Seva Dal leader and it was rejected by the registrar, the High Court and the Supreme Court. He said now at the time of elections, that organization has become active again and is spreading negative things. Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh RSS had also filed a complaint with the Election Commission against the fake organization. Trinamool Congress, TMC, today approached the Election Commission over alleged misuse of central agencies, including the National Investigation Agency, by the government. A party delegation met the commission in New Delhi over the issue. Talking to media after the meeting, party MP Sagarika Ghosh said they raised the issue of alleged misuse of the NIA to intimidate TMC workers in West Bengal ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. She urged the poll body to intervene and protect the sanctity of the poll. The Congress and the National Conference today announced seat-sharing agreement in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Both the parties will contest on 3 Lok Sabha seats each. Congress candidates will contest from Udhampur, Jammu and Ladakh Lok Sabha seats, while National Conference candidates will fight from Anantnag, Baramula and Srinagar Lok Sabha seats. An announcement in this regard was made by National Conference leader Omar Abdullah and senior Congress leader Salman Khurshid in New Delhi. Withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place on Saturday. The filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The position of candidates has become clear after the end of withdrawal of nominations today for the second phase of elections in Rajasthan. A total of 152 candidates are left in the fray for 13 Lok Sabha constituencies in the second phase. Nominations of a total of 191 candidates were found valid for this phase. Out of these, 39 candidates withdrew their nominations. More from our correspondent.
In the second phase, maximum 18 candidates are on Chittorgarh Lok Sabha seat while a minimum 7 candidates are trying their fate on Jhalawad Bara seat. Meanwhile, today Congress got a setback when, even after the party announced alliance with Bharat Adivasi Party in the Banswara parliamentary constituency and Bagidora assembly by-elections, its candidates did not withdraw their nominations. The party had nominated Arvind Damor from Banswara and Kapoor Singh as its candidate in the by-election from Bagidora Assembly seat. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In Bihar, a total of 50 candidates are in the fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections in the 5 parliamentary constituencies of Bhagalpur, Kishanganj, Banka, Katihar and Purnia. On the last day of withdrawal of names, 5 candidates withdrew their candidature. In Purnia, 7 candidates are left in the fray, while 10 are there in the Banka parliamentary segment. No withdrawal took place in these 2 constituencies. In Assam, a total of 61 candidates are in the fray in the second phase of polls. 1 candidate withdrew his nomination today. Polling will be held in 5 seats in this phase. For the BJP State Transport Minister Parimal Shukla-Baidya and sitting MP Dilip Shoikia and Kripanath Malla are in the fray. On the other hand, current Nagaon MP Pradyut Bordoloi has been re-nominated by the party from the same seat. Former MP Radhesham Vishwas is contesting from Silchar seat for the TMC. The Election Commission is taking every step for a successful vote on the 19th of April. People of Alipurduar will participate in the polls on that day. A report.
Alipurduar will go to polls on 19th April under the first phase of election. These parliamentary constituents. There are more than 17 lakhs voters in Alipurduar. The number of third gender valid voters are 62. The number of female voters are more than 8 lakhs. Out of total polling booths, 230 will be managed by women. Election Commission has taken all necessary measures for a free and fair election. Trainings for vote workers and awareness campaigns are being conducted by the Commission regularly. Confiscation of illegal cash, gold, arms and other things is going on. All the political parties are doing public meetings and outreach activities in full swing. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7,
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Moving to other news, the Defence Ministry today held the first ever tri-service conference, Parivartan Chintan, in New Delhi. During the conference, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan highlighted the need for developing a joint culture for the armed forces. He also stressed upon the need to integrate the capabilities of each service by creating structures that enhance war-fighting ability and interoperability. National strategic issues impacting national security in civil and military domains were also deliberated upon by the officials. Chiefs of Staff Committee Lieutenant General J.P. Matthew expressed confidence that such interactions will provide the necessary guidelines as joint operational structures evolve to transform into a future-ready Indian Armed Forces. 6 BJP MLAs in the Delhi Assembly were marshalled out today from the House for their unruly behaviour. Earlier when the House met this morning, it was taking up a discussion on the Delhi Jal Board issue. Leader of Opposition Ranveer Singh Bhaduri tried to raise the issue of alleged corruption in Delhi Jal Board, which the Speaker Ram Nivas Goel did not allow. BJP MLAs trooped into the well, raising slogans against the AAP government. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrived in China today for an official visit. During his two-day visit, he will hold talks with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, on bilateral cooperation, situation in Ukraine and the Asia-Pacific region. Lavrov's visit to China comes at a time when both countries are looking towards strengthening diplomatic ties. The two continent-sized states increasingly in dispute with Western countries and NATO seek to gain influence in Africa, West Asia and South America. North America will witness a rare astronomical phenomenon, a total solar eclipse today. Beginning over the Pacific Ocean, this celestial event will traverse Mexico, the United States, and Canada. As per Indian Standard Time, the total solar eclipse will begin at 9:12 p.m. tonight and will end at 2:22 a.m. early tomorrow morning. In today's intraday trade, gold and silver prices hit new lifetime highs in the futures market. On the multi-commodity exchange, gold contracts for June delivery soared by 440 rupees, reaching an all-time high of 71,080 rupees per 10 grams. Meanwhile, silver futures for May contracts scaled a new peak of 82,109 rupees per kilogram. The escalation in gold prices can be attributed to fresh positions taken by market participants. Indian tennis player Sumit Nagal stunned 35th-ranked Matteo Arnaldi and became the first ever Indian to win the main draw match at Monte Carlo Masters today. He defeated Arnaldi in a thrilling three sets, 5-7, 6-2, 6-4 at the ATP Masters event. In IPL cricket, the match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Chennai Super Kings is underway at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders were 135 for 8 in 19.2 overs when reports last came in. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heatwave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of peninsular India during the next 24 hours and abate thereafter. Heatwave conditions are likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Telangana and North Interior Karnataka. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds rallies in Chhattisgarh and Maharashtra, alleges previous Maharashtra government stalled every development project of the central government. Congress lodges protests with the Election Commission over Prime Minister's remarks on its manifesto. Withdrawal of nominations for second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. Defence Ministry holds first ever tri-service conference Parivartan Chintan in New Delhi. Gold and silver prices reach all-time high in the country. And Sumit Nagal becomes first ever Indian to win the main draw match in Monte Carlo Masters by defeating Italy's Matteo Arnaldi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.